Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Hi everyone, welcome to Cosmic Channels. Just a little disclaimer before you listen to this episode. Unfortunately, at some point during recording this live stream, I had a fatal error with one of my mixers, and unfortunately, most of the audio was beyond repair. I did save the first call before everything else. So I'm committed to releasing these. So, you know, sit back and listen. There's a couple stories and a couple fan read submissions on here. If you want to try to listen to the live stream, you can head on to our YouTube, Big Theory Productions or Cosmic Channels, and find 7.2 and listen to it. It's a little rough, but in the spirit of releasing these every week, enjoy this episode of Cosmic Channels, and I promise that next week will be even better. Welcome to Cosmic Channels! I'm your host, Brayden. As you know, I always say this is your guys' show. I just host it. Hopefully, we get a bunch of people on today. We've got, we've drained the cosmic coffers. We paid for a restream last week in the shareholders meeting after the show. We all agreed. So this is streaming out to more people than it ever has before. So hopefully that, you know, we can get some more calls on the line. And just like that, the lines are open. The cosmic lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. We want your stories. We want your ghost stories, your paranormal stories, cryptid stories, UFO sightings, alien abductions. You got a scary story. You want to call and talk some conspiracies, 1-833-703-0424. Let's get it going. Who's going to be the first call tonight? I did also try some new things with we have some stories that can be read, so we'll try that out here, but I'm hoping to get a call on the line right away here. So 1-833-703-0424. Come on, call us. Tell your story. I want to hear it. If no one's going to call in the next couple of minutes, we're going to go right to a fan submission, and then we'll be sitting on that for a while. But you know, at the end of the show, if you're watching live, we always sit and have a little bit of a shareholders meeting, kind of change the navigation of the show and stuff. The chats changed from last week. You know, we have links in the description to YouTube and stuff. I've got some interesting things that we'll talk about today. But you know what? If no one's going to call, I'm going to go right to a fan submission. So the lines are still open. So if you want to call, get on hold here. Give me a call, 1-833-703-0424. Until then, enjoy this story.
Hi. I'm Dan with Alien Theorist Theorizing on Cosmic Channels, here to read you a fan submission. As read, So this is the first one that I remember. When I was 24, I'm 30 now, I used to stay at a friend's house a few weeks at a time with her, her husband, and her daughter, who's about 5 or 6 months old at the time. They had a roommate, and he had two little boys between the ages of 3 and 6. It was a 3-bedroom house. My friend, her husband, the two boys had a room with...
Haha, the old fake out with no audio to get the first caller on. It's Cosmic Channels. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Invalid ID.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. You got a story for us? Where are you calling from? Or do you want to keep it all anonymous?
No, I'm calling from the island.
Right on!
It's a story. You want that one? I've got a couple of different stories, so I'll give you that one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so it's an UFO one. I couldn't actually see a specific UFO itself, but it comes with all the stuff like screen memory and everything else. So I was a few years ago, I was driving at night in the dark. It was a little bit foggy. It had been rainy. It was about, I guess, about 7 o'clock at night. And I was coming up to a stoplight, stopped at the stoplight, and then just happened to notice up to my right, I could see what looked like 3 really large but low glow orange lights, and they were all in a triangle, like it would make a triangle pattern. So in my head, I just automatically am assuming this is a triangle, you know, one of those UFOs.
Yeah.
But I'm also not thinking UFO. I'm just like, that's just really, really weird. There's nothing there. And on Discord, I'll upload photos about like the area so that people can see that there's literally nothing there.
Is this out of curiosity?
And I just keep driving. Yeah.
Out of curiosity, is this East Coast or West Coast Vancouver Island?
It's Victoria.
Victoria. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yep, so right down island.
Yep, down south, okay.
Pretty densely populated, too. Yep, so, yep. So I kind of keep driving through the light at this point, and it's December. It's early December when this happens, and in the center of the two lanes, a lot of our lanes have mid-sections where cars can pull over and stuff in the center and make turns into driveways and things. But there was one of our buses, our public buses. And in Victoria, we have double-decker buses as well as single-level buses. And at Christmas time, we have what's called a Santa bus that gets all decked out with reindeer antlers and the nose and everything. But in the center of this lane, and those buses, by the way, are just the normal one-level bus, but in the center of this lane this time, it had a double-decker that was a giant out-of-service sign on it, and the antlers on the second level and the nose and everything else. And I just remember making note of that, and then I just kept driving. I got home, and it took me about an hour, and then I just said to my husband, I'm like, hey, I think I saw a UFO. I completely just, it just left the brain, like it just never happened. And then really started thinking about everything, and that bus was really weird because the Santa buses are never the double-decker buses.
Yeah.
So it's like that just couldn't have existed, and they wouldn't leave in that bus specifically sitting there unattended by, they have supervisor trucks and stuff that they'll do, so like that specific bus wouldn't have been left unattended like that in the dark at night. So, and then after that, I'm just chronically obsessed with that corner. Every time I drive past that intersection, I am always looking to try to debunk what I saw, but there is just nothing that could have been.
And so, you've never seen the lights there before?
No, and they literally physically could not be there. And they're not going to be streetlights because our streetlights are not like that, and especially on that road. Like, there are streetlights, but they're not. And this was too high up, and it was massive. Like, just the spread of it was massive. I'm trying to think of how to compare it in size, like not a football field, but
the reason I asked about whereabouts on the island is because I've heard a couple other stories similar to this one on the West Coast, up kind of near Gold River and Tassis, so mid North Island on the West Coast. There's actually quite a few people who have these accounts of these like lights coming in. I've even heard one of this, like a light coming in and someone thinking it's one craft, and then as it comes in the inlet, they just kind of like instantly go single file and then just shoot like back out to the ocean. So it's kind of fascinating that the amount of sightings.
There's a lot of activity up in that area. This was just, it was there. It wasn't moving. It was just completely stationary, like no sound. But of course my windows were rolled up and stuff, but there was nothing. And nobody around me really noticed anything either. And it wasn't, dead quiet. There was other vehicles.
The weird thing is like if this thing was some sort of, UFO, extraterrestrial craft or something, if it's sitting there silently with just a couple unopposing lights, like it's not going to draw a lot of attention to itself. Like some people might look and, not take another gander at it other than just like pass by it, especially at night.
The other side of the street, though, has an apartment building on the corner. To me, it just, like, you would think that, but I've checked all the reports and things, and I've not been able to find anybody.
You should have went right to the apartment building. Did you see the lights? You should have went right to the apartment building and stuck a little sign with your contact number. Did you see these lights?
But again, it was like it's like my brain just wouldn't even let me remember that it happened until something sparked it as I was doing something, and I was like, oh yeah, I saw this. And it was just so nonchalant. It wasn't, a big deal. And then afterwards I'm like, hang on. And then I started thinking about that bus and I was like, yeah, that's all wrong.
Yeah. That's strange. So, do you have any inclination to what you think it is or what it was? What do you lean to?
There was definitely something there. I personally, it just felt like it was one thing, one giant mass. But again, I couldn't see any physical thing other than the three really large spread out lights that just made a triangle shape. So I have no idea.
Weird.
And, part of me wants to do like a hypnosis thing to see why I've got a screen memory. But then the other part of me really doesn't want to go there either. So
you said you had one other story to share.
You're
the first caller.
What
I might do is with the first caller from now on, if you're the first caller on Cosmic Channels, a little incentive if you got multiple stories. I'll allow two stories for the first caller. I think moving forward, it's
okay.
A good way to.
There's also saying my voice sounds harsh.
No, it might be peaking on my end. I think I can fix it live. So, okay. Just in the chat if you're listening, I'm working on it on the fly. I'm looking, so always let me know. Go ahead with your. What's the next story?
Okay, I guess this could be. I'll do the Fort Langley one. So I used to live my life over there in that area, and there's a street over there where going into Fort Langley, you go through a floodplain area a little bit and fields, and it's really pretty during the day, but at night it's horrifying. And then there's this overpass as well, and whenever you would drive down there, especially at night, if there was cars behind you or any type of vehicle, they would vanish. Once you went through that overpass, they'd be gone. It was like, I don't know anything about it. Fort Langley has a huge history of all sorts of not pleasant things and a lot of witchcraft. And like Victoria, it has a pretty large satanic population.
Yeah, I mean, Lower Mainland BC, there is some like quite haunted areas, and Fort Langley being one of the hotbeds of activity.
I've seen a lot of crap there. But with this overpass, what's interesting is that when you drive under it, if you stop, there's a ton of graffiti, of course, under there. But the graffiti is never going to be the same. So you could drive through it, turn around, go back, and that graffiti that you would have looked at is going to be gone and will be completely different. So it's like some weird little, I don't even know, time warp thing or whatever. And like I said, you could be driving down that road and you could have like two vehicles behind you. You could see their headlights. You go under that overpass and you come out and the vehicles could just never come, or you could have a motorcycle come, or it's just a really bizarre little area. So kind of a neat little unsettling time warpy kind of place.
Yeah, and do you see like the actual physical vehicle, or is it just like lights of a vehicle?
Oh no, you'll see the vehicle, and then you go and you get under that overpass, and you just keep going like you're going to the into Fort Langley, and you turn around, and those vehicles are gone, and there is nowhere for that. This is a very flat area, and that's the only road for a very long time. So there's no, like, vehicles just turning off or getting ducked behind a building or any. It's nothing. It's a nothingness.
Hmm. Interesting. What do you yeah. what do you think it is? What's your thoughts on it?
Oh, I have no idea. It's like it's a grab bag of paranormal there, so there is no thought.
take your pick.
Avoid it at night.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling, being the first caller tonight.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure to call back another time. I know you got some more stories.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Or I'll send them a story.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Just like that, the lines are open. It might be, because I'm looking at the recording. I'm chat saying that the audio is peaking a little bit. My recording audio of it, totally fine. So it could just be some sort of settings between the phone line. I'm not sure. But just like that, the cosmic lines are open. So if you want to call, you got a story to share. 1-833-703-0424. Get your ass on the line. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your tales. If not, don't make me play another muted clip of Dan reading a fan story, because that's what's going to happen. 100%. So the lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. Come on, let's go. Fuck you. Call us. I want to hear it. I'll give 1 minute here before I play. I got it sorted out now. If Dan, it's going to play a clip of Dan reading some a nice fan submission for you. I'll keep the lines open the entire time. So if you're sitting there and you're going, hey, you know what? I think I want to call. The lines will still be open. I'll just place you on hold to the end of the fan story. So last chance, 1-833-703-0424. I'm waiting. I'll be here. And in the meantime, let's go to a fan submitted story. And if you want to submit your story to be read, and you never know who's going to read it, could be me, could be anyone, you can send that story to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dan with Alien Theorists Theorizing on Cosmic Channels, here to read you a fan submission. As read. So this is the first one that I remember. When I was 24, I'm 30 now, I used to stay at a friend's house a few weeks at a time with her, her husband, and her daughter, who was about 5 or 6 months old at the time. They had a roommate, and he had two little boys between the ages of 3 and 6. It was a 3-bedroom house. My friend, her husband, and their baby slept in one room. The two boys had a room with a double bed that they shared, and their roommate had the third room. When the boys would stay with their mom, that was when I would stay there and help the baby with my friend's husband was either at work or playing video games. At this time, they had only lived in the house for a few months, and they had already told me about some paranormal experiences they had. I don't remember the specifics, but I do remember them telling me that the last people to live in the house were a woman, her 2-year-old son, and her boyfriend. They told me that the boyfriend had drowned the boy in the bathtub, and he died in the house. I had spent maybe a week there before I had my own experience. It's not a particularly exciting story. I feel like everybody wants to hear about the actual sightings and shit, but those people have no idea how incredibly rare and special those experiences are. Anyway, .. So one night when the boys were with their mom and the roommate was out getting drunk with his marine buddies, I was ready to go to bed. I'm an insomniac, so it takes me hours to fall asleep, no matter how tired I am. So I believe it was around 2 or 3 in the morning when I finally settled into bed in the boys' room, which was at the very end of the hall. The room next to it was the roommate's room, which was empty, as I said, because he was out. Everybody else in the house had gone to bed hours ago, and I was just lying there thinking when I heard something coming from the other end of the hall. The door was closed, but I could hear what sounded like footsteps at the end of the hall. At first, I thought maybe my friend got up and was coming down the hall to talk to me. But as the steps got closer, I realized they were really light steps and really close together. The only way I could describe them is like the footsteps of a toddler, kind of off balance and one right after the other, really close together. It definitely sounded like somebody with short legs. Anyway, the steps kept getting closer and closer until I could hear them right outside the door. And then they continued. I heard these little footsteps come all the way up to stop, right to where I was laying in bed. And then silence after that. I got this overwhelming feeling in my gut, like I was going to cry, and it was really weird. Then eventually, I fell asleep. The next day, my friend's husband tried to tell me it was the mice that they had been trying to deal with since they moved in. But I know what fucking mice sound like in the walls and the floor. There was another experience of a door opening and closing without a draft or anybody touching it when it was shut tight, but that's even more boring. As for sleep paralysis demons and shadow figures, I've had sleep paralysis many times in my life, but there have only been a few times when I actually saw something. The first time I saw something was when I was staying over at my boyfriend's house, now ex. He lives in the basement of his grandparents' house. His grandfather built the house and died in it. While I never saw or heard anything weird there when I wasn't paralyzed in bed, I always got a really weird vibe from that place, particularly in the bedroom. So this one weekend I was staying over and we were both asleep in his room with the bedroom door open. I woke up because I felt someone watching me. I realized I couldn't move and looked around to see if anyone was actually there. I couldn't open my eyes all the way, but I was able to open them enough to see that there was something standing in the doorway. It didn't look like a person, but it was like a shadowy impression of legs. I don't know if there were any more body parts because I couldn't look up any farther. I started to panic and tried to wake my boyfriend, but I couldn't move no matter how hard I tried. After a while, I just gave in and went back to sleep and woke up the next day just feeling really uneasy. I don't know if this was paranormal or if it was just in my head, but it was terrifying. I saw what I assumed to be the same figure, but in full form a couple times after that, in the same position and in the same place, right in the doorway. I kind of got used to it after a while. I've always been fascinated with the paranormal, and it's not that easy to scare me. The last time I stayed at his house was after a hurricane a couple years ago that flooded the basement and he had to have it remodeled. In the process, he decided to knock out the wall of the bedroom to make the living room even bigger and turn what was supposed to be the garage into a bedroom. It's a really weird house with a weird layout. I don't know how else to describe it. But anyway, so his bedroom is now in the front of the apartment next to the kitchen. This is unimportant. Actually, I'm the worst at telling stories. Sorry. So we're both laying in bed one night, and I'm laying on my back, and I wake up with my left hand on my chest, and I feel a weight pushing my arm down. I look down at my arm, and all I can make out in the darkness is a black face, like jet black, with big, beady eyes and razor-sharp teeth clamped down on my forearm. It was hard to tell by looking at it, but I had the thought that it was a female for some reason. She had stringy black hair. Sleep paralysis has always scared the fuck out of me, but this time was the worst. I'm sure it was only my weird fucked brain, but it felt so real. I tried to shake her off, but couldn't move. I did manage to get the words, "Get the fuck out of my mouth, for sure, because my boyfriend told me the next morning that he heard me say it. Attached is a shitty drawing I did of the bitch that sunk her teeth into my arm. I took artistic liberties in drawing the rest of her body, which I couldn't see in the dark. A friend of mine suggested I name her Brenda, and I thought that was hilarious, so that's what I call her now. Thanks for being open to reading all this. I'm on Case File 36 on Spotify, and they've been bringing up the pod for the last week or two, and it's been real comfort in these shitty times. I'm in the U.S. Need I say more? I don't know how I've just discovered you guys. Have a happy holiday season, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. So, if you're too scared to bring us your story and read it live on air, you can always send it to us at cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. And you never know who's going to read it. Thanks.
It's a creepy story from a fan. I mean, Brenda, the pictures are pretty terrifying. She sent a nice drawing of Brenda in there. So we got that in there. The cosmic lines are back open. We got time for one, two calls. You know, if people want to get their stories in, 1-833-703-0424. We just got to honestly, huge shout out to everyone who's listening to this show that's helping to grow it. This is the fan show. It's your guys' show. I just host it. So just a ton of love tonight. Love seeing it. Rodolfo with the big old $40 donation. The shareholder meeting is going to huge after this. You know what? I'm going to read a fan story. I got one here ready. Let's go to that. This one's been so far, you know, I don't know what's going on with the cosmic lines here, but I got a story. This one's been sent in from Chaz. This all started when we moved into this house in Torrington, Wyoming. I was 13 and my parents worked the night shift at the sugar factory in town. I had a room in the basement. For me, it started out with just noises upstairs or voices talking when no one but me were home. It slowly started to increase and get more and more intense. One night, I was home by myself, and I was playing Twisted Metal when I heard the upstairs front door open and close. Then I heard the sound of something being dragged from the front door all the way to the top of the stairs. I called out to see if there was anyone there and got no answers. So I went upstairs to investigate and realized that no one was home. I instantly got scared and ran back down the stairs. This happened many times while living at this house and to all my family members. I would always randomly be woken up in the middle of the night, not knowing why, but feeling complete dread. I knew something was wrong with this house. I'd always feel like someone was watching. One night, I was laying in my room and I felt a hand grab my shoulder. No big deal. I have a brother and a sister. But when I rolled over to look behind me, no one was in the room, and my door was still closed. I instantly got a suck feeling in my stomach, and I knew I just had an experience. Well, we ended up moving out of this house. When we had it all empty, my lady and I decided to stay the night there by ourselves. I was 18. Well, we went to bed in the living room, and we got woke up again in the middle of the night. But this time, I could hear the creaking of our stairs. The sound of someone walking up the stairs from the basement. She starts freaking out, and I was trying to rationalize it by saying, "It's nothing." Well, we seen the darkness of the staircase get darker, and the shape of a huge figure. We both seen it and freaked out. I could hear its raspy breath and see its outline. We both ran for the door and drove to my lady's house. I will never go anywhere near that place again. You could feel the evil presence in that place. That house was built in the 1920s, and my whole family had experiences there, and not good ones. Well, there's my haunted story. Thanks, Chet, sending that story in. Interesting. I mean, I've had a house, with, you know, that kind of stuff as well. And we have someone on the lines. Let's bring him in. That story was read live on air by me. Next up, we have a story submission written in that is going to be read by one of everyone's favorite theorists, Andrew.
Okay, well, for starters, I want everybody well aware that I know Braden's going to take my shittiest takes from this. My name's Andrew. If you don't know me, I'm from the main show on Alien Theorist Theorizing. I haven't been good enough to make the cut in Cosmic Channels for a while, so this might be the first time we're meeting. Here we go. Hey guys, I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and I have a story for you that I think is a little unique. You've had aviation enthusiasts talk about not being able to identify what they're seeing in the air. I offer a story of knowing exactly what I'm seeing in the air, but knowing that it's going, what it's doing is beyond the capability of the aircraft, at least as I know now. On one night in late December, early January of 2014 to 2015, in my garage, smoking hookah, attaboy, a little argyle, and playing video games, it's a very cold night and low cloud cover. I live near a small region airport in Ashland, Virginia, maybe 4 or 5 miles from a major switching station. It's about 12:30 or 1 in the morning, and I hear an airplane flying outside, but it sounds crazy close. I don't think much of it. Poor weather conditions and all, maybe some dumb pilot thinks he's closer to the airport than he really is, and is prepping for an approach. Some time goes by, and I hear the plane, again, still crazy low, and then my power flickers for a second. At this point, I go outside, and the plane is loud. I look up, and I can see the silhouette of an E-2 Hawkeye, or some variant of it. It's easy to tell because of 2 turboprop engines and the large radar dish on its back. It's flying so low, the floodlights from my porch reflecting off the clouds are illuminating the bottom of the plane. I watch a plane slowly fly off. I stay outside thinking how cool it was. I see a few military planes around here every now and then, and I've even seen E-2s out here for the first time maybe 2 months before this, but always during the day and at normal altitudes. Some time goes by, and I'm cold, and I'm about to walk back into my garage when I hear it coming by again. By now I can tell it's running some kind of holding pattern. The lights flicker again, and it disappears into the clouds, along the same path it's been following. It's come around one more time, and the power flickers again, then cuts out. The plane pulls, banks hard, and flies away, and I don't see it again. Some time goes by, and maybe a week or two later, the plane comes back. I hear it again, and immediately rush outside, and the exact same thing happens. It's flying a pattern around something, and each time it finishes a lap, my power surges and flickers for a moment until finally my power flickers and then just goes out the plane. Well, that doesn't make sense. Let's start that again. It flies a pattern around something, and each time it finishes a lap, my power surges and flickers for a moment until finally my power flickers and then just goes out. The plane pulls up, banks, and leaves. 10 minutes later, my power comes back on. This happens one more time this winter. Each time, it has been a bitter cold night, very low cloud cover when it happens. It then happened 2 more times the following winter in 2016. The best guess I have was that this was an electronic warfare plane, refitted from an E-2, and they were either testing some kind of technique to cut power out by hacking the switching station, or some other technique, and each time they finished a pattern, the pulse would fly off or something to that effect. Or maybe the pilot was just practicing flying in bad weather, and each time the radar panned over my house. From so close, it just shorted out our power. The fact that it pulled away each time they fully turned off the power makes me think that this was their goal. Maybe they were training for an operation of some sort, and they expected weather conditions, radar presence from the small airport, and the switching station made for an ideal area for the operation. And the plane was so low to stay under the radar, and the weather conditions so specific to keep the plane hidden. Who knows? All I know is that it was super cool and weird, and has a real explanation. And there has to be a real explanation somewhere. Love you guys, and keep up the good work. Well, we love you too. From RS. P.S. A bit of background on the E-2 Hawkeye. Its primary use is an aerial early warning radar system, and I believe also weather observation. Well, that makes sense with the shitty weather. I believe a good bit of hurricane data is recorded by E-2s, and I haven't found anything in my research to show that the Navy or Air Force have systems capable of shutting down power remotely without just blowing up the switching station. That's a pretty wild story, if I didn't peanut butter mouth it up too much. I mean, listen, calling in during the live show is the way to go. It's your chance to, get a little spotlight and shine and, take your moment. It's your moment. It's your moment to shine. So do it. Call. But if you don't want to, if you're a little chicken, you know, or maybe you just don't like the sound of your voice, I get it. I hate the sound of my own voice. You can always email your fan submissions. But the problem is you don't know who's going to be reading your stories. You're going to have me, old peanut butter mouth, butchering your story like I just did, right? So if that's the case and you want to take the risk, you can always email us at cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks to everyone that's been supporting the show. Make sure to come hang out Thursday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as I record these lives. And if you got a story, make sure to tell all your friends to call 1-833-703-0424 and tell their story live on air. That being said, I'm committed to releasing these every week, so unfortunately this week was not as good as I'd like it to be, but that's how things go, so hopefully you enjoyed the few stories I included, and we will have more as we continue Cosmic Channels. For this week, the Cosmic Lines are now closed.